Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
A few days back, the federal government announced that the COVID-19 vaccine, I think this one produced by Pfizer, has been officially green lit. So it'll start getting rolled out next month, and it'll be a staggered sort of vaccination program with sort of the frontline workers and then the vulnerable, the elderly, and things like that. Of course, there are those that are resistant to getting the jab. They think that it's been rushed, or maybe they have other reasons why they don't want to get vaccinated.
They're putting microchips in us, and it's Bill Gates, you know, whatever the reasons these days.
It's all that.
Yeah.
But anyway, the federal government realises that it might have a bit of an uphill battle convincing some members of the Australian public to get the COVID-19 vaccine. So they've started an ad campaign, and they have spent $23.9 million on this ad campaign, basically to convince us to get the jab. Here's a little taste.
Australia is working hard to ensure we all have access to safe, effective and free COVID-19 vaccines, which will give us the protection to go about our everyday lives. The COVID-19 vaccines are being assessed carefully by independent clinical experts to ensure all potential vaccines meet Australia's high safety and quality standards. After vaccines are approved, they'll be rolled out, going to those most in need of protection first.
Yeah, sure they will, random government voiceover
that's what
lady.
You say.
Who are you? Where's Joe Bailey from Chemist Warehouse? That's where I get all my medical advice from. You know, if you tell me to get the COVID vaccine and then you wrap up with
live, look, feel well at Chemist Warehouse,
then I'll be straight down to the clinic to get
in
it
the
done.
The catalogue.
I don't know if it'll work or not. I think a lot of people these days get their misinformation from social media. Unfortunately, they don't look into the vaccination program. You know, we have the Therapeutic Goods Administration. They thoroughly test things. They're not just going to roll out a vaccine that's going to be harmful to the public, because then it just creates more work for health workers. Why would they do that?
Exactly right. They won't read like a one-page report on the benefits of this, but they'll read a sentence on Facebook about why you shouldn't get it.
I know. It's baffling. And the same people that are like, oh, I'm very careful about what I put in my body. Next thing, they're cracking open a can of beer or something.
VB, it's like, you don't care,
you know what I mean? Yeah, but $23.9 million seems like a lot of money to spend on something like this.
It does. I was just going through my wallet. I'm like, how much have I got? I got 5 cents. I'm not even joking. 5 cents, and I've got like a card for Monopoly of Mayfair. That's all I've got.
Couldn't they just spend like, you know, $10 million on lollipops and just offer them to the, you know, like when you're a kid, when you get vaccinated, like here's a lollipop and here's the needle. You know what I mean? It's a trade-off.
It is.
Instead of having these ads forced down your throat, which people may or may not, you know, choose to ignore. And I'm thinking, it's huge cost for something like that. Really, if you want an effective ad, just give me some of the money.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be much, but I've just whipped up a quick ad. I think this would be pretty effective if they roll this out. Don't listen to Pete Evans and those other anti-vaxxer nut jobs. Just get the jab, okay? Written and authorised by those other pricks, the federal government, Canberra. Simple as that. That's all you need.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Remember in the movie Dumb and Dumber where they talked about this?
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
As much as I love that movie, I have to disagree that that's the most annoying sound in the world, because for me, ever since I've moved to Bega, there is one sound that has just become like nails down the chalkboard.
I'm sorry.
For me.
I apologize.
No, it's not me.
All right.
It's not. I love the sound of your dulcet tones, Hutsy. I'm talking about the sound of Corellas, which isn't far off the sound that Jim Carrey makes in that movie.
Yeah.
One Corella's okay, but once you get a whole flock, and because of the hotter weather, they're coming out in droves at the moment, you just get bombarded by the sound, morning, noon and night, just gangs of Corellas.
They're especially worse in the afternoon. Once you hit between 12 and about 5 p.m.
And you think night will stop them. No. They like to party till all hours, Corellas. They are noisy buggers. My wife's like, I love Corellas. I'm like, no!
You're one of them.
You're encouraging them. Every time I see we've got a bird bath out the front of our place, I'm like, get rid of the bird bath. Why am I keeping these Corellas hydrated? It's just encouraging them to flap around and go.
The enabler.
You know, I'm like, I'm sick of it.
Hydrated now.
You know, because we wake up so early, you try to go to bed at like 8 o'clock at night, and out the window, there they are.
Just carrying them like pork chops, That's a very annoying sound. For me, it does involve an animal as well. For me, it's got to be the yappy dog.
Oh, like the little dogs? Like the...
Yeah. Those little ones, you know, that are like probably about yay big. And then all of a sudden they bark.
The most annoying sound in the world.
Yeah, yeah. Just combining them all together. But the little dogs that they yap for about probably not even 10 seconds, and it feels like they've been barking for about half an hour.
Yeah.
Like straight away, like one or two barks feels like it's been going on for an eternity.
And they've got small dog syndrome where they feel like they have to prove themselves, but so they bark and pretend they're like 10 times bigger than they actually are. But 1-300-92-1250, what's the most annoying sound for you? Is it Corellas? Is it yappy dogs? Is it something else? We got Kirsty from Maria with us. Kirsty, what's the most annoying sound for you, mate?
Oh, my God. It would definitely have to be, hands down, those silly digital clock, the old school ones with a sound.
Those ones, yeah.
God.
So you were happy when you could get your mobile phone and set an alarm on it and choose the sound that you wanted, wake up sort of, you know, in a relaxed mode rather than thinking that there's a nuclear attack or something. Yeah.
Totally. Look, you know, kids today have no idea, absolutely no idea.
My cousin actually had an alarm clock that was very unique. His one that his mother bought for him was actually, it was an army base one. There was a helicopter on the top, and all of a sudden a drill sergeant starts yelling at you, and all of a sudden the helicopter blade starts spinning, and all of a sudden there's gunfire and all sorts of stuff, and you couldn't ignore that.
Did they hate? Is that a hateful gift?
I think so. Yeah. That's worse than like a Lynx gift pack, like the shower pack, for sure.
You end up with PTSD from your alarm clock, not because you were in war. You're like...
Never in a war, but you need to go see a therapist about the war.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we've definitely done away with alarm clocks these days. I use the phone as well. I can't stand those things, those old clocks.
Oh, no, yeah, same. I'm definitely phone hands down.
All right, Kirsty, well, thanks for chatting this morning.
Oh, no worries. Have a great day.
You too, mate. Bye.
See you, Kirsty.
Thanks, bye.
Bye. 1-300-92-1250. Give us a call. Tell us about what you think is the most annoying sound. On 1-300-92-1250, we've got Rachel from Badehaven. Hello, Rachel. What's the most annoying sound for you?
People chewing. I hate it. Hearing the food in their mouth.
I think it's something to do with the name Rachel. My Mrs. Rachel hates it as well. Like, before I'm about to put the food in my mouth, she's already staring at me. It actually goes in the other room.
Yeah, stop chewing like a cow.
Is there a particular food that sets you off more than any others? Yeah, like the crunchy corn chips.
Yeah, crunchy stuff.
Yeah.
Also, I hate the sound of when you check your lotto ticket or Keno ticket and you get boo-boo.
That's just a metaphor for life, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, as someone that can't stand... Oh, there it is. I've been bombed. And as someone that can't stand the sound of people chewing, do you then make it your mission to eat as quietly as possible so then you're not, you know, the pot calling the kettle black sort of thing?
Yeah, I suppose. And I'm a Thermomix consultant, so I cook for people and then watch them eat.
Oh. See, what, you put noise-cancelling headphones on when they're trying out the stuff you've made?
Yeah, I just turn the Thermomix back on.
Well played. Well, I'm sure a lot of people agree with that one there, Rachel. Thanks for calling in.
No worries. See you guys.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
2020 wasn't the greatest year. Hand sanitizer, face masks, COVID-19, they were probably some of the worst things about the year. But I reckon there's one thing that was worse than all those put together.
What's that?
Zoom.
What's wrong with Zoom?
Those annoying Zoom calls that we insisted on being part of all the time. When the pandemic first sort of kicked off and when it hit its peak, everyone was obsessed with Zoom. It'd almost be to the stage where someone could be in the next room next to us and be like, we'll just come in. No, we'll just do a Zoom thing instead. Yeah, we'll do a Zoom thing. It's like, we have to do a Zoom thing.
Yeah, people did get Zoom-cessed with this.
They did.
And it was kind of like, well, you know, Skype's been around. Like, video
webcams.
Calling is new, not a new thing, but I don't know if it was the word, like, because it was Zoom. Oh, let's Zoom each other.
Just so catchy.
I don't know. But the Zoom boom was huge last year, and I think it's kind of wrapped up now. I don't know. There's still a lot of people working from home, though, and they still rely on Zoom. And I think there's still some kids as well that might be doing their, learning online.
Yeah. I couldn't stand it because if you're in like a meeting where it's a phone call, someone's speaking, you can sort of maybe nod off for a little bit. You know what I mean? Because they can't see you. But the Zoom thing, it's always on you. You have to look like you're awake and interested.
Mm. It's got
to
be nodding.
Exactly right. Just keep nodding.
Like you're one of those people standing behind a politician at a press conference.
Hype man.
Just nodding.
Exactly right.
Smiling, nodding.
But it looks like it wasn't up to adults to finally crack the code. School kids in the UK and Bristol have managed to crack the code because obviously remote learning has been a big thing in the UK.
Mm.
It gets to a stage where teachers are sort of droning on and on after a while. So what a whole bunch of students managed to do, they changed their name when they were signing onto Zoom, when they were logging on, to reconnecting with about three or four dots after it.
So the word reconnecting with the little dot, dot, dot. So it looked like they was having some sort of internet issues, like they were on the NBN.
Yep.
And that's genius.
That
that's very clever.
Absolutely genius. The only way that it was found out was by a partner of a teacher. His name, he goes by the name of Chris. He's basically married to a teacher. He's a part-time DJ in his spare time. DJ Chrissy Chris or something like that he's probably called. But he's the one that actually cottoned on to the fact this was happening and then told his wife. And then all of a sudden, that's how it basically started from there. But
busted the scam wide open.
Busted the scam. So it started off just with the name reconnecting. And then eventually they're like, hang on a sec, we need those extra dots after it. So the kids sort of, you know, got a bit smarter with that sort of thing. Put the extra dots on there. Because there's nothing worse when the teacher's droning on and you've got to maintain that.
But that's what I don't understand. Like, if you wanted to pretend you were listening, wouldn't you take a still shot of you looking at the camera and then just post that, like, and just go off and do whatever you want, play some Fortnite or whatever?
Yeah, so obviously there's a few little holes in their story as well, but you still got to give them a pat on the back for trying because it was good while it lasted. It lasted a couple of weeks, but actually the big thing was another pupil as well, sort of, you know, he sort of stuffed it up for everyone because he misspelt the word connecting. I know. So it's like.
So he failed at English as well as failing.
He misspelled the word connecting. Unfortunately, he put the word dialing instead, and this is probably what done him in the end.
I'm learning. Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.